This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the story of a DNA experiment gone mostly wrong.
BJ and Migs. Mornings.
Consider this.
This happy couple, for instance, have a real problem.
How could you?
Remain calm.
Out of sight.
Be ready for anything.
The pros and cons.
Do not cross the streams.
This is BJ and Migs. Mornings on The Rock. 99.9 KISW.
At 99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. There's so many ways to talk about this story. And my challenge is, how do you not sound creepy?
Here we go.
Oh, boy.
How do you not sound creepy talking about this story? So I think I'll just read it. And not make up any headlines of my own, which would, I know, sound creepy.
Maybe refer to, refrain from saying nice.
Oh, all right. I'll let you say that. You're the expert.
Okay, great.
But here is the headline of the story as it reads, Denise Richards has now joined her daughter, Sammy, on OnlyFans.
Oh, wow.
Nice.
I'm kidding. Draw your own conclusions, kids.
Oh, come on.
Make your own fantasies, kids.
What is this saying? If you can't beat them, join them?
Yeah.
So that's an interesting term.
There's nothing that could be.
No, that is. That Vicky's right. You hit that right on the head.
I mean, I know it was a couple of days ago, Charlie Sheen finally, he came out and said, okay, I'm not so mad at my daughter anymore. Like, he's like trying to be more supportive, because I think at first he was just like, he got knee-jerk reaction.
Yeah.
That choice of phrasing.
Yeah,
it was just like, no, this ain't cool. And now he's like, okay, I'm supportive of my daughter doing OnlyFans. So now mom just said, screw it. Not only am I supportive of her, I'm also doing it.
I don't know when she decided to make this decision, and I wondered if it was going to be to basically to go, F you, Charlie, I'll show you, I'll be the better parent.
I wish she would have made that decision 20 years ago, man. That would have been sweet. Younger Steve would have been really excited about this news.
Well, older BJ, which is probably not a
woman. Whoa!
Yeah, that's it. But, I mean, older BJ still is very, very happy that Denise has decided to
make
this
move. Are you going to subscribe?
It's $25 a month, dude. Come on. I mean, we're in
a month.
We're almost in a recession over here. Come on.
What is she giving us for $25 a month?
Well, here's the thing. She posted a preview on Instagram where she's asking her over 1 million followers to, pay $25 a month, where she's just walking into the ocean in a white dress. Now, I don't know. I haven't seen this preview, so I don't know. You know, sometimes when you wear white and all of a sudden, it's like a wet t-shirt contest. I have no idea.
Probably what. Hey, you want to see me coming out of the ocean?
You
need to subscribe for $25 a month, which I just looked and saw.
Yeah.
It's $5 more than her daughter. So that's cool. Like, she's like, I'm going to do it, but I'm worth more than you, daughter.
I mean, she does have at least some more fame than Sammy, Sammy may have youth, but Denise has fame.
They're probably not going to do like a buy one, get one free kind of a thing. They're going to probably keep themselves distant.
As far as I know, they're not. But, look, why wouldn't they do a crossover thing if it can generate more people? I'm just saying, why wouldn't they do that if they're trying to make money? And I don't know what they're doing on Instagram. I'm assuming it's not anything super untoward. I don't know. Has Sammy been doing some nudes? I have no idea.
You mean doing on OnlyFans? You said
OnlyFans. On OnlyFans, yes.
That's probably just tasteful pictures. I mean, not everyone goes on the nudity route.
Yeah, well, so what if there's a special appearance? Hey, this, you know, next time on OnlyFans, a special appearance by my mom.
I don't know. It just never, it just doesn't sound right.
Oh, really? Do you know how many people are into double C? You know, double C. I'm not, they're not doing things to each other. It's just there are people that are into double C.
The calf cow. The calf cow. You could say that.
I was trying not to be creepy. I thought I'd let you say that.
So say the double C.
I know, but what are you even talking about?
That's okay.
Sadly, I'm tracking with him, Rev.
Steve knew what was up because Steve already thought about it. I know Steve's mind.
I know, dude. I don't think that. I know they're not going to do anything raunchy with each other, but they probably don't want to be like, hey, my daughter's making an appearance on my OnlyFans just because it sounds strange.
It may sound strange to you because you're not paying $25 a month. But if somebody's willing to pay either one of them $25 a month, I just feel I know a little bit about humanity. I don't think they would be unhappy and maybe even would drum up more sales.
Yeah, I just...
You ain't wrong.
Like, Denise Richards, she did two good movies in the 90s. And when I say good, I mean good for teenage me. A, Starship Troopers, which was badass.
Oh, I forgot about that, yeah.
And then Wild Things.
Wild Things, yes.
You know, and so I just feel that maybe, because maybe if she kisses Nev Campbell in an OnlyFans, you might get me that $25 for 1 month. But beyond that, I mean, she hasn't done enough stuff for me to give a crap about her.
Well, dude, I'm trying to find other movies just to kind of be like, no, she also did this, Rev, but boy, am I having a tough time.
No, her movie list is bad.
I don't think it has anything to do with her movie quality. Just because, I mean, take a look at the Kardashians. They had done nothing except one movie, which, of course, was the Ray J movie.
But, Rev, she was in The Adventures of Dally and Spanky.
Come on, what about that movie, Rev? That's worth $25.
It's the story of a horse and a dog.
Okay, well, I don't want to see that on the OnlyFans.
Yeah, I'm not going to pay $25.
Oh, she was in Money Plane. None of you guys saw that. It featured WWE superstar Edge, and I really enjoyed it.
Wasn't she on Playboy back in the day?
Yes.
Okay.
And I thought she was in that old football movie, Necessary Roughness, but that was Kathy Ireland.
So yes.
If Kathy Ireland did an OnlyFans, I think I'd be in on that.
Oh, really?
Well, oh, man, that's a whole other question of, like, who from your growing up would you, like... if OnlyFans existed back then, who would you be plunking down money for? So it's Kathy Ireland for you, huh?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah,
oh, so you would. 25 bone for you for Kathy Ireland. All right, well, I can't argue.
For at least 1 month.
I can't argue with that. Kathy Ireland, I also shared your enthusiasm for.
Drew Barrymore. I'd give her 3 months, too.
Oh, dang.
Oh, 3 months. Did the full 3 month subscription there.
Yeah.
Well, 90 days.
Discounted.
Yeah, 90 days. Oh, yeah, you're right. They do that.
Yeah. Again, I don't argue with Drew Barrymore. That's fine.
Also on Playboy, right?
Did she do a Playboy show?
She did do Playboy because I remember her godfather, Steven Spielberg, and when she did that, he sent her a blanket and told her to cover up.
Yeah. 1995.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. I forgot that about Drew Barrymore. And I forgot Denise Richards also did a Playboy appearance. Well, then what if you're Charlie Sheen, at least Denise Richards was supportive. I mean, you can't be mad at Sam yet because I totally forgot about Denise Richards. So at least Denise was cool. But Charlie, your wife did Playboy. You're an idiot. I mean, your daughter so far might be the smartest of the two of you,
well,
at least.
I mean, that's a weird argument because it's a big difference between daughter and wife. I mean, I think dads probably, a lot of dads don't have that attitude of being like, okay, I'm cool with my daughter possibly posting naked pictures online.
I'd not necessarily be cool, but there's no way I would come out and chastise her if I know the family lineage. Like, the apple doesn't fall far from the tree. Like, if Sarah did something like that, I am not going to come out and criticize her because I understand who her mother is. I understand who her father is. And I mean, it wouldn't be a surprise, let's just say.
But it's Charlie Sheen. This might be the most adult thing he's said in his entire life.
I was banging 7 gram rocks and finishing them.
I mean, remember, the source is Charlie Sheen.
I agree.
I'm actually proud of him for taking some interest in making sure his daughter's going down the right path.
Yeah, after how many years how many years has this been? He's finally decided, hey, I'm gonna stop.
I have one speed, I have one gear. Go.
Yeah, I'm not gonna be an idiot, and I'm gonna actually, and then my first chance to be a parent, I'm going to basically. Oh, yeah.
He's trying, BJ.
Right? I've seen too many movies where the rebellious kid goes, where were you? You were never around for me. Go F yourself.
I have a different brain. I have a different heart. I have a different, I got tiger blood, man.
I didn't realize it was a tiger blood. Your daughter, what's your daughter got? Like, cheetah blood? What's going on?
I expose people to magic. I may forget about them tomorrow, but they'll live with that memory for the rest of their lives. And that's a gift, man.
That's my favorite line. My favorite line is just, I may forget about them tomorrow, but they'll remember me for a lifetime. That is my favorite. I'm sorry, but if I was Charlie's friend, I'd be like, Charlie, are you really shocked by this?
Winning.
Yeah. And look, this is much better than her having a drug problem. So, you know, I'm happy she went down the Denise road as opposed to the Charlie road.
Well,
anyway, yeah, Denise Richards has an OnlyFans page, just $25 a month, and you can watch her walk into the ocean. Don't know if she comes back out.
I mean, I'm assuming she does.
I hope she comes back out just because, you know, that's a way some people would go and decide this is it. I'm going to go to the next realm of existence. So
that's dark kind of quick.
Jeez. I know, but that's what I'm hoping. She comes back out. I hope she comes back out is all I'm saying. No? Okay. Well, at least I wasn't creepy. Thank you.
I would have taken creepy.
Yeah. Oh, you're taking creepy? All right. Well, fine.
You borrow my brain for 5 seconds and just be like, dude, can't handle it. Unplug this bastard.
That's exactly what I would say to you three right now. You just can't handle this, what goes on in his brain.
Truth.
Yeah. Hey, a historic moment in the Seattle sports world happened yesterday. And Steve's going to tell you all about it. He's got the Mix Report for you at 617 on The Rock.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You're listening to BJ and Migs Mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
The Rock of Seattle.
Well informed on the issues of the day? Not this guy. Live from the KISW News Center in downtown Seattle, this is the Migs Report.
Well, thanks you guys, and thanks to Kia Up You All for giving us the Migs Report. And today, I'm very sad. I did not bring Lulu in today.
No, it's not, is it?
It's Take Your Dog to Work Day.
Yeah, thank you for not doing that. There was an employee that used to do that, and it drove me crazy.
Yeah, you were always mad whenever that dog, and that dog was so cute.
It was.
Big old floppy dog.
Yeah, just, big old giant floppy dog.
Leave you little presents under your desk. Yeah, great dog.
It never left a present under my desk, so I never had a problem with it.
Yeah, exactly. I know how you are. If it's not in my backyard, what do I care?
It's funny if it doesn't happen to you.
Yep, yeah. Truth.
That's always my thing.
Yeah, I'm going to change your name to Steve Nimby.
Steve, that's what I don't get it.
Not in my backyard.
Not in my backyard. Oh, yeah. Is that a term?
Yeah. Wait, it's like the worst HOA, like neighborhood peoples.
Yes. Welcome to the aughts.
Also, today, maybe go enjoy yourself some food from a food truck. Might I recommend Out and About over in the Puyallup area on Meridian. That place is pretty badass because today is National Food Truck Day.
Ooh. Oh, you know what? A friend of mine, Tiffany, has a new food truck. I think it's All About Breakfast or Always Breakfast or something like that. But it's good, and she's a great cook. So I don't know where her food truck is, but if you see her,
I don't know where it is, but track it down.
It's called Breakfast All Day Truck.
That's what it is. Breakfast. Yeah. Thank you, Vicky. Breakfast All Day Truck, and she's a great cook. So if you see the Breakfast All Day Truck, go there and have some and tell Tiffany I said hi.
Totally.
Nice. Okay. Well, now we got a couple of options. Also,
yeah, we do.
Maybe you should find yourself a pool, BJ.
Yeah.
Because it's Swim a Lap Day.
Oh, good luck.
You know, I have been thinking about it, actually. Like, it's you know, it's low-impact exercise.
Yeah,
maybe I should
totally,
go find
dude.
A pool. Yeah,
dude,
I'm picturing you in Baby Tatum's pool, just trying to swim a lap.
I know, did you see Tatum's swimming pool? I put it up on my Instagram and my Twitter page.
I did see the pool, and she, of course, is freaking adorable.
With a big-ass rainbow on it, a unicorn, and, like, some other little things.
So she gave me a look. She gave me the same look. As I swear she gave me the same look she gave me at the table. It's like it's on. It's like we're both mob bosses, and I don't think she wants me muscling in on her territory.
Right?
Yeah.
If you go on my Twitter at I'm Steve Migs, I also posted, I love that the live pictures on your iPhone, you could turn into GIFs if you just hit like the little GIF button on Twitter.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so it's just her trying to walk in the pool and she just slips and falls right on her ass.
Oh, I haven't seen that.
Of course, we think it's funny, so she's like, let me see, and we show her it. And then, like, she, what I love about her is she loves to entertain. So if she sees that something makes us laugh, and then she saw that we were laughing at that picture, she wants to do it. But then you get nervous because now she's intentionally trying to fall in her pool.
Look at her. So she's already learned how to be an entertainer.
Oh, yeah, dude. Anytime we laugh at anything that she does, that's where we have to be careful, though. Like, sometimes she does something that's funny that you don't want her to do.
Oh,
yeah. She'll just keep wanting to do it.
Yeah, you know what? That's going to be tough with you, because if she does inappropriate stuff, how are you not going to laugh?
Yeah, get ready to try not to laugh when she drops her first F-bomb. Yeah.
Oh, that's why I removed all the clocks in our house.
Because oh, yeah!
She has a hard time saying clock. Yeah. She forgets the letter L.
Yeah. Oh, boy. And that is right up her father's alley.
Oh, my gosh.
How does dad not, you know, not A, laugh, and B, encourage? I mean, C, hide it all from the wife.
Oh, my gosh. Well, she laughs at it, too, so we both have to be better about that.
Oh, well, you know what, then? This is a real problem. Tatum's now got a new show. It's right? A blue show, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, so go swim a lap, BJ. You can more than happy to swing by Pew Up. I don't know how many laps you can swim in this kiddie pool, but man, we were trying. We were even thinking about that. Like, I wonder what it would like cost to like get like a custom like little small, because we don't have enough room in our backyard for a big pool, but like a little like a 10-footer, just something like you could just kind of like chill in. Because I love pools.
Yeah, take a dip. You know, make it like just a swim up bar, except the whole pool is the bar.
Oh, yeah, get one of those endless pools.
Right. Like, so we started looking into it, and like the thought process ended rather quickly as soon as you start Googling what it costs. Like, at minimum, it's like, tens of thousands of dollars. Like,
totally.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, I'll just dig a hole and get one of those Walmart pools and just, like, put it in there.
I believe in you.
You can do this. You will not be like my dad's friend and flood out the entire neighborhood. I know you won't.
Totally. Nothing bad will come of this.
No, not at all. Yeah, my dad's friend built an above-ground pool. My dad bought one from Apex Pool Company.
Yes.
And my friend said, "You're an idiot, Joe. I can build one of these." And of course, my father's like, "Well, I'll help you," even though to both of them, I'm like, "Guys, you are not expert at making watertight wooden structures, neither one of you." And I remember the two of them going, "Shut up, kid. You don't know what you're talking about."
Well, see, I'm thinking of getting like one of those, like, you know, like those smaller pools, like at Costco or something like that.
All right.
Digging a hole and putting it in the ground.
It's like
nothing bad can come of this, right?
Just check all for over again.
Check are for you, like gas and sewer lines, man.
Are you my father and friend reincarnated all in the same body? I had this conversation at like 7 years old, and I remember saying this is not a good idea.
411 is your friend.
Yeah.
I mean, I just got to figure out how to heat this bitch, but you know, I'll get it all figured out.
Don't bring a heat element into this.
Oh my goodness, this is getting better.
And set fire to the whole.
Sure, there's a new tutorial on YouTube. I can get this all dialed in.
Yeah, you
better. Oh, you're all going to be laughing when I start saying I'm having pool parties and you're not invited.
Hey, Vicky, would you get on YouTube and see about the triage tutorial? I think we're going to need that. Okay.
To be honest, I mentioned all this to my wife. She quickly shot it down.
So oh, did she?
Good, at least.
Is it because your wife has a cerebral cortex? Is that perhaps the reason?
I don't know what that means, but I'd assume she does.
You know what? I rest my case, Your Honor.
All right. So maybe I'm not the pride and joy of the Northwest because of my intelligence, but somebody has just become the pride and joy of the Northwest, and it's all because of the NBA draft, BJ. I'm sure you weren't keeping tabs on the draft yesterday.
No, I was not doing it.
To be honest, neither was I. I had no thoughts of it until I started seeing on Twitter how history was made for Seattle, as for the first time ever, a Seattle kid was the number one pick overall in the NBA draft.
Wow, that, you know what?
A kid from O'Day High School.
I had no idea that never happened before.
Yeah, and actually, he didn't get picked straight out of O'Day, obviously. He went to Duke. He's the 13th consecutive player to get drafted number one overall after just 1 year of college, and his name is Paolo Banchero. I believe that's how it's pronounced. In fact, here's Adam Silver from the NBA making the announcement that he is the number one overall pick for the Orlando Magic.
With the first pick in the 2022 NBA draft, the Orlando Magic select Paolo Banchero from Duke University.
There you go. That was pretty cool.
What a great life. All those theme parks he gets to go hang out in. They just open up a new Star Wars restaurant. Oh, this kid's got it made.
Dude, he made out way better than the number two pick. Also a Northwest kid from, I believe, Gonzaga, Chet Holmgren. He went number two, but he's going to Oklahoma City.
Oh, so wow. I am so sorry for your loss.
Right?
Man.
How cool is that? A couple Northwest kids, number one and number two.
Yeah, that is very, very cool. Wow.
Oh, going back to the conversation about kids saying the darndest thing. Someone says, "Steve, wait until your daughter has a Dick's Burger and then announces that she loves Dick's Burgers."
Oh, boy. Yeah, that's not,
I don't know. Teach her the full thing there.
Yeah. Although, also, we realize that when she says baby chick, She says a certain word.
Oh, does she really?
That a baby, basically saying that a baby's pooping, and it's pretty funny.
Oh, wow. Oh, no. Baby chick turns into baby S word?
Yeah.
Wow, your kid's the best.
We have a little book that's like a baby chick. And so, like, whenever we read her books, I like going, what's that? You know, like, oh, it's a bunny, or what's that? Like, she can name all those characters from Paw Patrol, and it's hilarious. But one time there was a picture of a baby chick or a baby bird. I'm like, what's that? She's like, baby poop. You know
okay,
what I mean?
Wow, baby ass.
She probably thinks, why does Dad keep asking me about this one damn animal?
Yeah, I mean, I told you, it's a baby ass. Now, tell me what it says on that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I don't know if this will be a premise or an episode of Better Call Saul, but it feels like it should be because the Ohio Supreme Court has just removed the license for an attorney by the name of Scott, who's been arrested 4 times.
Woo!
For driving naked.
Oh,
wait,
okay.
You can't do that?
Yeah. Saul, as far as I know, Saul has never done that intentionally on the show. That's for sure. All right, Scotty, what are you doing?
Even before these 4 times, 15 years ago, before all these arrests that happened for him driving naked as an attorney, he was fired from his job as a city prosecutor after he was arrested for walking through the city offices naked. It seems like he just doesn't like wearing clothes, BJ.
Wow, what is he? Has he got issues? Is he trying to make a statement?
I don't know, but then also, like, so he got caught 4 times, and you think, okay.
4 times, okay.
Good enough. Then he admits that, hey, yeah, I was caught 4 times, but that's not the only times I've been naked while driving. It's just those are the only times that I've been caught. He sounds like a terrible lawyer.
Yeah, he does. Yeah. Wow. And he's a lawyer. He actually passed the bar.
And he's also had some issues in the past where he's had to be treated for compulsive sexual behavior disorder.
Oh.
So he sounds like a fun guy to have around the office.
Yeah, that's a... Well, listen, if he really does have a mental health issue, I don't want to make fun of the guy, but it is, you're right, it's right out of a TV show.
Oh, going back to pools now, man. This is a very important major part, guys.
Oh, great. My God, we're back to pool time.
So I said Steve might have a good idea there. My dad did that. He bought a Costco pool. We dug it into the ground and built a deck around it. We also have trampolines that you can jump into it.
What? I have, I have seen that. Now, we just kept ours above ground. We had one when I lived in upstate New York. But it was an above ground round pool, which we built a decorate. Well, we didn't do it.
Break out the shovels, baby.
Yeah. If you had a trampoline to your underground pool at that point, Steve, you can charge admission.
I'd also have to up my insurance, my life insurance.
Yeah, gosh, you would.
Because I'll make a lot of stupid decisions.
In your home.
Yeah, because I'm sure nothing could go wrong with a trampoline and a pool. Nothing would go wrong with that.
I'm sure the Oakland A's are like, nothing can go wrong when we have 2 outs and we're up 1-0 in the 9th inning. We should have this game.
Dude, this could be a turning point.
Dude,
I mean, a super turning point because if anybody saw any highlights or anything from yesterday's game, it looked miserable for the Mariners.
Dude, I was watching that whole game because it was on in the afternoon. So, and Tatum was out of Splash Park with mom with some friends. So I was like, I got to sit around and watch the Mariners game. And I'm like, this game sucks. Right. So then it's 1-0 in the 9th. I get a call text from my wife. She's like, hey, could you set up that kiddie pool? So I go outside to set up the kiddie pool because I'm like, they're not winning. It's like the 8th inning. They're down 1-0. I'm like, they're, nothing looks good. They're like practically being no hit. With Frankie Montas had a no hit going into the 8th inning for the Oakland A's.
Yeah, he was unstoppable, that guy.
So I go and set up this kiddie pool. I go back inside and it's like, oh, the Mariners are celebrating. I'm like, what the hell did I miss? Well, their reliever, AJ Puck, which I'm sure Oakland A's fans are like, what the puck? Because...
Uh-oh. You could work for the New York Post.
He threw 2 wild pitches that brought in Mariners, so the Mariners won the game 2-1.
How demoralizing. I mean, really, granted, there were only 15 people there to be disappointed for Oakland, but still.
Right.
How demoralizing. Your pitcher almost throws a no-hitter, throws a great game, leaves with a shutout, and then you come in and they don't even basically earn their runs.
And they walk 2 of the guys onto the first and second base. So it's like the Mariners...
So those 2 dudes.
They didn't get hit. So now you get 2 guys on base, and then this happens.
Delamore, third base. This to the backstop. Dulles racing home, and he slides. He's
safe, and this game is tied with two outs in the ninth inning.
And you can hear that collective groan from the 15 people in attendance.
Yeah.
And so you're like, okay, well, that can't happen again. And what does AJ Puck do? He throws another wild pitch.
Go ahead, run Winker at third. Two outs. To the backstop. Here comes Winker. Winker scores, and the Mariners take a 2-1 lead with two outs in the ninth inning. On another wild pitch from AJ Puck. The A's have gift-wrapped and delivered with room service. Two runs for the Mariners to take the lead.
I like that one. Mariners win, baby. They swept the series.
Wow. All right, go Mariners.
Go Oakland A's. Thank you for giving us three wins.
And Robbie Ray had another decent game.
He did. That's three in a row, baby.
Yeah. You know, I don't know about this Montas guy. I mean, I checked his stats. He's okay. I mean, he's not horrible. He's got an ERA in the low threes, which is good.
Right.
But I don't know if he's really that good or, again, if our offense is just what it is. I don't know.
Just what they scored nine runs in the game before. They scored like seven runs, something like that. I mean, I'm like, oh, dude, this is what I was cursing under my breath in this entire game. I'm like, how can you not get a score? Come on. Score something. Come on.
It's, come on. Yeah, we got to figure this out. Well, you know what, Steve, someday when we get time, I have a whole theory about that. I really believe next year is going to be different because of the rule changes.
You're starting to sound like me, BJ.
I know. I really feel badly. I really wish I made my prediction for next year because, baseball is kind of sucky right now. Every team's swinging for the fences, and there's no more small ball. And the Mariners, to me, would be a better small ball team.
NHL Game 5 for the Stanley Cup Finals tonight. The Colorado Avalanche have a 3-1 series lead. They can wrap things up tonight.
Oh,
and
boy.
Good luck to the Seattle Seawolves. I'm wearing their shirt today.
Oh,
thanks
yeah?
to Rocky, the Seawolf, who sent that to me. That was pretty awesome. And he even sent me a direct message saying, shout out for showing the love to the Seawolves. He's on a plane tomorrow or today, flying out to Newark, New Jersey for the championship game, which is happening tomorrow morning on the Fox Network at 9 a.m. So good luck.
Right.
Hopefully they'll become three-time champions. Good luck to the Seawolves, which is our professional rugby team. As far as weather, 74 degrees and sunny. Tomorrow's 83. Sunday's 86. Perfect time to jump into a rainbow pool, if you ask me. Thanks to Beacon Plumbing, Heating, Septic, and Mechanical for giving us the major report, and that's what's up.
And they're saying there's a heat advisory, so watch your old people, for Saturday and Sunday.
All right, I'll text you tomorrow, BJ.
Thanks, man. Make sure I'm okay.
Yep.
I'm very happy because I got one. I got a new fan, so I'm excited. A new Venti fan. It was a Kickstarter thing that came in, and it's pretty sweet.
Oh, I thought it was a listener, and I decided that they liked you.
Oh yeah, a new fan came in.
Got a new fan.
I'll just blow on you for all day. You don't worry about it.
His name's Brian. He's pretty cool. He's from Eden Claw.
I don't think that that's legal. But anyway, yesterday Steve he did get this one right.
What kind of dog was Bruiser in the romantic comedy Legally Blonde?
Oh. Chihuahua.
Yes.
I think that's what made people want to buy Chihuahuas.
Maybe.
Call it now for
extra cool story, Steve.
I think that's what made people want to buy Chihuahuas. Legally Blonde. Otherwise, the Chihuahua sales were really bad until that movie. You want a shot of being Steve? You got it. 206-421 Rock. We're playing Beat Migs at 650 on The Rock.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.